Welcome to Michelle Nasser Show for our new series, Continuing the Journey with Dr. Rob. In this series, Dr. Rob will share his expertise as a clinical and forensic psychologist by providing tools and new perspectives to overcome obstacles and achieve your goals. Hi, Dr. Rob.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm not too bad. Not too bad. Looking forward to sharing my expertise again.
So, as I mentioned in our last week on our first episode, we will be discussing topics that we received from our listeners.
Great.
So, yeah. So, I'm just going to pick one from our list here, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Great. So, let's see here. What is one thing that we should start doing today to achieve our goals? What are your thoughts?
Well, funny you should ask. So as far as steps you should do to achieve your goals, so this may sound like a lot of common sense, but the first thing you have to do is you have to have a freaking goal.
You are the most sensible man I know.
Can you believe it? Someone thinks I'm sensible, and someone called a man sensible, so that's great. So, but here's kind of what I'm getting with that. You know, I've seen a lot of clients over the years, and with some of the clients I have, they're feeling down, they're feeling depressed, they're feeling anxious, the whole gamut. So they're feeling this way, and part of it is, they want to feel better about themselves. And so they'll sometimes say, they're like, I want to feel better, but I don't know what to do with them. I don't know what to do to feel better. And so, and maybe they have some options of what they could do, but they say things like, I don't know what the best thing is or what I should do. I can't figure out what's best. So I sometimes look at things from a different perspective, particularly if you're dealing with people who maybe have some options, but they don't know what to do. And they say things like, I don't know what the best option is. What I often tell people is, don't worry about what the best option is. Figure out what the worst option is.
Ah.
Figure out the worst option. What is something that completely that they couldn't pay you to do or something you don't like? Okay, so focus on that one. Okay, so that's something you don't want to do. All right, so you take that one off the list of things, of goals that you don't want to achieve.
Okay.
So when you take it off your list, then maybe you find something else that you don't, that is just like, oh, God, you could pay me $1 million and I wouldn't want to do that. Okay, that's another thing off your list.
Right.
So a lot of what you need to do is when you have a lot of things, take off the stuff that sucks. Okay, because if you take away the stuff that sucks,
right,
all you got are the good stuff. and then all you're trying to do is figure out, and actually, and then if all you're left is good stuff, then no matter which one you get, you'll be in a good spot.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you're, don't let, perfect be the enemy of good. So here, let me give you an example. And I've heard that you kind of like my humor, so I think you might like this one.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So I'm currently 41 years old. So I'm going to circle back to the days of when I was young, and for some of your younger listeners out there, especially if you're dealing with a guy when he was in his like late teens and early 20s. So think about that guy. Okay.
Okay.
Some guys have, shall we say, had a magazine with all those pretty girls in there, right?
Right.
Okay. So what a lot of people in life are trying to do is, where let's say your options are like all the pretty girls in the magazine. Let's say one girl was able to jump out of the magazine and give you the time of your life. Okay.
Okay.
You are sitting around, sweating over that it was, only the one on page, you really want the one on page 8, and then you're like, oh, but the one on page 10 is the one that jumped out. You really think that that's really that bad for that guy? Okay? They're all good options. What you want to do is, so basically, if you're stuck with all good options, don't sit around and try to find the perfect option. You know, you eliminate the ones you don't want. Okay, so you don't go for the magazine that has the sweaty bald guys in there. Okay?
Right.
So those are bad options. And so basically, you know, don't sit around and worry about which one are the best options or actually you've already narrowed all your choices down to the best options. And sometimes the best option, you know, the number one option isn't available for what, you know, doesn't work out, whatever the case may be. And so what you end up having is, okay, so you don't get the top right. option, but all you have are good ones. So I always focus on a lot of times when making decisions and trying to establish goals is,
okay,
what don't you want to do?
That makes sense.
Good. So
first of all, it's about figuring out what you don't want to do, and then you can really focus on what it is that you really want to do.
Okay.
Right, exactly. So I mean I know we live in we live in this land of, you know, think positively, the good things and think about what is best. Screw that, think about what's worst, you know. I mean, think about why do we go to work every morning? Well, because, you know, and we may be going to jobs that we don't like. Well, because the option of not having a house and not right. having food on the table, it really sucks.
Okay, but here's a question. Here's a question, Dr. Rupp. So should we not focus on things that we are passionate about? Or should we just be practical?
Oh, no. You don't understand. So, with that example, I'm thinking about the notion of avoiding the negative. But what I'm trying to say is that very often, yes, using my example of eliminating the negative things. Hey, these are the things I don't want. This I don't want. This I don't want. That. So basically, at the end of the day, everything that you're left with are things okay. that you at least like, are happy with. You've heard the expression, cream rises to the top. I'm getting rid of all the crap.
Okay.
All I'm leaving you with is cream at the top.
That's good.
So, and the reality is, and the practical part of things is that, you know, we are often in situations where we can't get our number one choice, our number one thing that we are absolutely 100% most passionate about, life happens, situations happen, circumstances happen, but you want to at least put yourself in the best position to obtain one of your top goals.
Gotcha. That makes sense. That's good. That's good stuff.
So...
Well, that's why they call you Dr. Rob, right?
I guess right. So yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying okay. to rob people of their joy, but nonetheless, you know, this, you know, I mean, we have to balance
right.
our passion with our practice.
No, I think that's great. I think it's true, and I think that's reasonable and that's doable. And I think that's what really counts, is that something that people can actually do that, right?
That's right. That's right. Because that's the thing. The one thing that happens is, with you know what causes a tremendous amount of anxiety and depression in people?
Right.
Is unmet expectations. You know, I mean, the root of a lot of people being anxious and depressed is when their expectations are not met. So what do we need to do to try to meet expectations? Well, try to potentially reduce right. your expectations some. So understanding that the ideal, perfect Pollyanna situation, right. hey, that'd be great if it happens. It really would. I hope it does. But, you know, in people's careers, that often does not happen, and it particularly right. does not happen right away. I mean, there are, you know, there aren't very many Mark Zuckerbergs right. out there. There really is not. So to say that my goal in life is by 23 years old to be the CEO of Facebook right. does it happen? Sure. But the reality is, the way most human beings, you know, have to do things,
right.
there's a lot of trial and error. There's a lot of trial and error. So, you know, particularly, you know, with, let's say, career-related things or anything like that, you know, a lot of times you have to sort of decide initially
right.
what don't you want to do? What don't you? You know, there might be individual forces that hamper you, market forces. And deciding what you want to do, that dictates, hey, you know, maybe there's some things that, hey, I can tolerate it. But then there's other things that you're like, oh, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. And so then you can decide, okay, is that something I can avoid? Is that something that maybe I can hire somebody else to do? You know, are there workarounds that I can work with because of this thing that, man, you couldn't
right.
pay me
$100 to do that? Well, that's great. Thank you so much for your great insights, as always, Dr. Rob. So listen, where can our listeners find you? Give us your website again, please.
Okay. Well, if you want to find me, I'm at drrobpsychevals.com. drrobpsychevals, PSYCHEVALS.
Awesome. And they can also tune in every Tuesday morning for more of Continuing the Journey with Dr. Rob. Great. So please subscribe to Michelle Nasser's show. And remember, success happens when you make it happen. Wishing you great success.